I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
You fucking animal!
Right.
Oh God. Oh, and he looked a bit like Carl from Have a Word.
It does a bit. Hello, welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, Rob Mulholland, and I'm a fat cunt.
I'm not enabling this anymore.
Yeah, you are. Mm. We've got a special episode today.
We've got a special episode.
Yeah, we've got a little guest in.
Yeah. His name is Dan Nightingale. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's a new up-and-coming comedian.
Yeah, we thought we'd give him a hand up. You know, he's got a little podcast he's trying to get off the ground.
I know. And the thing is about Dead Men Talking is that we want to help our friends out.
Exactly. Especially ones who are so desperate.
That podcast, it's not great either.
I don't know if it's got a future.
I don't think it's going anywhere myself. But you can't say that to his face because he's trying.
No, I mean, ironically, I would like to have a word with him. It'd be like, knock it on the head, mate.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, it was nice to get him on, boost his profile. Yeah. You know, I don't think anyone really...
No,
it's not like he's selling tours.
No,
not like he's selling thousands of tickets.
Got
5,000.
Have a word show at a stadium.
10,000 tickets at the Echo Arena. Sorry, the Evidence Bank Arena. Yeah. 5,000 on his own tour in 2022.
Yeah, so...
And I'm playing in Hull at the weekend to 80 people who don't know who I am.
But yeah, it's a cracking episode. We'll get to it in a second. If you want more stuff from us, more extras, get on our Patreon. It's £3 a month. You can join up. There's a link in the description.
There's no
below.
Tiers. There's none of this £3, £5, £10, £20, £50 bullshit. £3, you get absolutely everything. You get early access to episodes. You get access to our Discord community. You get to see all the fucked up videos. You get an extra Patreon episode a week. You get special Patreon-only content, such as Rob's punishment set, where I did a five-minute set that he had to perform. You get discounts on merchandise, loads of, like, a ridiculous amount of stuff for £3. Yeah. And also you get to help support the podcast.
We need it. Let's
help
be real.
Help us grow.
No one's sponsoring
this.
Who's
sponsoring? We're not going to be able to go on and say, this is brought to you by Manscaped. They're not going to want
anything
to do with
it. Even the bollock razors won't fucking have us, right? That's how fucking low we've fallen.
Even craft beer that's been brewed in some fucking mother's bathtub looks at us and goes, no, that's too dirty.
Too much. So, yeah, do get on the Patreon to support us. If you've got videos to send them to 07520644931.
And we've also got a live show on June the 15th. 19th at the Frog and Bucket. The loads of get fun. Down. Tickets are a fiver. Get down, get down.
All right, I think that's enough telling them shit. Shall we just get into this episode? It's a corker.
Go watch the episode.
Well, they're doing that now.
Go.
It's going to stay where you are.
Continue.
It's going to happen
continue
now.
Continue to watch the episode.
Through the magic of editing, you will now see the episode. Oh, clap his little sausage fingers.
You're such a prick.
The little chipolata slap.
3 seconds.
The clap's just 3 seconds. Taking me back.
Clap to what? It's taking you back to what?
Well, because we used to do the clap.
Oh, yeah, they went fucking big
time. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, us little amateur podcast with our little clap, is it?
When you've got
a little Peruvian boy, aren't you?
Yeah. Manuel, yeah.
It's called Finn.
Yeah, tiny little hands.
Hello, please may I have number one Christmas single?
Oh, I prefer to listen to that.
Me so then. Hiya. Yeah,
a number one was a bit of a reach. A bit of a reach.
Do you know...
number 101.
Do you know why I was late?
Why?
Because I left my dog in the house just roaming, chilling, while I went for breakfast with somebody. And when I came back, my dog had eaten his way into a backpack and eaten a full sachet of Nescafe. my dog's a Jack Russell,
yeah,
and they're off
tiny.
Their tits at the best of time. It's like if Adam Rowe got himself into a bag of Coke. That's
right,
what my
yeah,
dog's
yeah.
doing right now. He's
nice.
Set up two businesses.
Jack Russells are already like nature's fucking yeah. crystal method, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just constantly.
Oh, mate, when I saw him, he was literally doing laps of the coffee table, like, and he didn't even know I was there. He was just fucking hyped.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Like, you know how they say, like, dogs are like their owners? I love that Freddy's has just got into a backpack and eaten all the contents.
Some people with their soundboard have got it in front of them,
yeah.
but
yeah.
Rob's is just.
I know, I've just got to do a little sneaky arm.
As soon as you see the arm, yeah. just reach back like, yeah,
he's got it in the Stephen Hawking position.
I know, just,
you
like,
know, just at the
I just T-Rex it.
You're getting fucking murdered,
yeah.
pal. Well, this is nice to be here, isn't it? In the I used to live in where you live. Are you allowed to say where?
Yeah, we mention it quite often.
All right.
we're in Levenshulme.
Number four.
Shut the fuck up. You know what the fans of this fucking podcast are like. They will turn up with a four pack of Monster.
I used to just live off the main road. I used to live off Stockport Road on the other side.
Oh, nice, nice.
It feels
the other side of Levenshulme is the fancy side. We're in the Gorton end.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know if it was that fancy when I was there. I think it might have been gentrified.
It's gone up in the world.
It's still super Asian this side.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah,
super
yeah.
Asian.
Like, it's also very Asian on the other side. It's just a very heavily Asian
area.
No,
this is more Asian.
Right, it's very Asian here, yeah.
Because everyone's like, Levenshulme's the old Irish part of
right.
Manchester. You're like, wait, it might have been in the 1950s yeah, and 60s. Yeah. Now it's super Asian. But I've got quite a nice car. But my car looks...
Where's this going?
Super Asian.
I had to stop my...
Yeah.
It's great. I've just parked up. Usually, if I park up and I'm like, oh, where am I parking?
Yeah.
My car looks so Asian.
Yeah.
It's safe as fuck.
Box of tissues in the back.
I bought it off an Asian guy and who told me... Yeah. Who told me it was his uncle's...
Little seat with beads on it.
Any ne'er-do-wells around here are going to be like, it's probably my uncle's new motor.
Yeah.
I feel really chilled out.
Like, whilst the houses are a bit rough, like, on the, like, my street, there's loads of, like, Mercs in that parked up, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
we know.
Yeah. Not mine.
2014, quite well looked after.
Yeah.
I've literally just bought one of them.
Yeah,
I bought myself.
I saw you reverse, and I was like, Asian dude, and then I had to get closer, and was like, ah, that's Freddy.
Ah, he's just got a beard,
just Asian beard.
Yeah. Just looks like Buddha. So have you done? I've seen you literally yesterday.
Yeah,
is the problem. I've done nothing.
Have you not?
I've literally done
fucking loads yesterday.
What did you do?
Got home, did a 5K.
Oh,
Yeah.
Five bags of Ket.
With his dog.
Yeah.
We did extreme marathon trails.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, again, ate loads of Snickers.
What are you talking about?
No,
he's just lying because he's a lazy fat cunt.
Doing something, and I thought I'd rip that off. So he's doing a thing at the moment where he's doing extreme marathoning.
That didn't sound right, did it?
Yeah. No.
There's a man who does not know about running.
No, yeah. Marathoning.
Running inning?
He's...
not the sounds to make around here.
Oh,
We've started strong.
What is the furthest you've ever run? You all right? It's a fair question, isn't it? What is the furthest you think you've ever run?
I actually know the furthest I've ever run.
100 metres.
No, the furthest I've ever run is 5 minutes.
Right, that's not a distance.
No, I know,
is
but that's the furthest I've ever
run. Right, you consistently ran for the whole 5 minutes without stopping.
Yeah.
Right, were you being chased or was the ice cream van leaving?
No. It was on a treadmill.
Right.
And that was my...
Someone had a donut on a stick.
That was my that was my personal trainer. Great guy. Great guy.
Really knows how to motivate you.
Yeah. He had a whip in one hand and a fucking Krispy Kreme in the other. Hiya! Go, fat boy, go!
Sounds kind of sexy.
Run as fast as you can!
Well, if you find that sexy, we've got some fun videos to show you later.
I'm not physically a runner.
You don't say.
Oh, my God.
Well, that is...
It's preach, Freddie, preach.
Yeah. And do you know why
More
it is?
More of a sumo.
Do you know why it is? It's because I've got flat arches.
The fuck up.
Have you flattened them with your fucking weight?
Got flat
They
arches.
Used to be raised.
That's why you're not an extreme marathoner.
I've genuinely got flat foot arches.
Yeah. And I believe you do now.
I feel like if I had somebody who took the time to get me the proper foot support.
Why don't you be that person? Go buy some fucking trainers then. If that's what's stopping you, go to a shop and buy some trainers.
Yeah, but I don't know where to start.
A shop. Yeah, go to a shoe shop.
I don't want it. Look,
if you go to a running shop, they'll fit you for ones that are perfect.
No, but the thing is, if you go into Sports Direct or something like that,
you're not
getting the level of customer service.
Yes, so don't go to Sports Direct. Yeah.
You go in there.
Because they've been human trafficked and they work for £2.10 an hour. Come on, Stacey.
Yeah. You're not even fit enough to work in a brothel. Oh. Sports Direct, you go. Hello. You're looking for football shit. I was looking for better life, and I did not find that either.
We have Nike trainers. Not good ones, but Nike trainers.
Have you got Puma? We got all the Puma. Have
you got Lonsdale.
Do you like, do you like Puma that's also affiliated with Ferrari? Yeah.
My nephew, he stitched this himself. In factory, back in Bucharest.
Like, I
can't even say
Bucharest.
Bucharest.
Yeah, it's just it's seven European cities.
Was that Bucharest or Budapest?
It was both.
It was both. It was amalgamation.
You can't be racist if you're wrong.
Exactly.
I mean, I think you can.
Yeah, I think you can.
But I fucking love all the excuses that fat cunts have for not being a fat cunt. Like, why they're a fat cunt. It's like, oh, my arches.
Flat arches.
Fuck me.
That's
the only barrier, is it? Between if you had didn't have flat arches,
right.
You'd be Paula fucking Radcliffe.
If I had Mo Farah's arches, right? I feel like within a year, I'd be at a different level to what I am now.
Right. Well, why don't you start with Mo Farah's diet? Right. Yeah. Eat a fucking bit of corn. Have a bit of corn, lad.
That advert used to piss me right off. You know, he comes on TV and he goes, I got where I was because of corn.
Yeah,
and genetics.
And your arches.
No. Let's be real.
Your beautiful arch prick.
The corn is a very much a euphemism for performance enhancing drugs with Mo Farah.
No, he's not.
Do you not know this?
Uncle Mo.
Right. His personal best dropped 7 seconds when he was 26 in one season.
I know.
Why?
Because he was tired taking drugs.
Because he had a coach that cared.
He cared to call that doctor in Spain who had all them samples in his fridge. And like, you know, there was a whole documentary about it. He's a shady cunt. He's like a really horrible piece of shit, Mo Farah. He's one of them who pretends to be nice, but he's a proper... There was a whole panorama on it.
No. Yeah, you saw the panorama.
Come on, mate. Get on panorama.
King of the Arches.
I did see last night that thing that you told me to watch, The Man with the Dick on His Arm.
Have you seen The Man with the Dick on His Arm?
Have I seen The Man with the Dick on His Arm?
Isn't it the best thing in the world?
I haven't seen The Man with the Dick on His Arm. But I want to hear all about The Man with the Dick on His
Arm. Well, it's about a man, right?
Okay, break it down.
Okay, right. His arm is a bit weird.
Where is it?
Right.
Forearm, they're flopping away.
It's like on the back of his forearm, just hanging about.
Floppity flop, flop.
So what happened, right, was this guy, right, he was a drug addict. This is true, so I'm not even bullshitting this. He was a drug addict, and he got a big cyst on his gooch, right, because he was injecting in it, and it got all infected.
What? He wasn't injecting in the gooch?
Because if you run out of places to inject, they inject in weird places and it's still a vein.
It's got to be the last place you think, though, innit?
Yeah, I think he's run out of areas.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Yes, I do. Precious undercarriage that no one should ever see or touch.
Well, this is it. So you don't want your arms, your beautiful arms that are on show
what
all the time,
what are you on about?
To be full of fucking little
scab
marks.
Do you think the guy with the dick on his arm gives a fuck about a scab mark?
No, but I bet he did when he was starting out.
Yeah, but by the time you're injecting your gooch, you're not starting out. That's not a beginner move, right? He's burnt through all the veins in his arms at this point.
Okay, all right.
That's bottom. Why you inject your gooch.
Is there any veins in your bottom?
I bet it takes longer because of the fat. I bet it takes longer to get through your bottom.
It doesn't take fucking 3 days. Can't set me up like that.
I'm going to the post office Friday. Give yourself a lovely boost.
But he was injecting himself in his gooch anyway. I think that was what was happening. He got all infected. Right, and he tried to pop the cyst himself because he didn't want to go doctors. You know, NHS is stretched. So he popped the cyst.
With a syringe?
I don't know what with, to be fair. I don't think he mentioned
this
it.
This has started so sexy, this episode.
Right, and it burst, but then it got all infected.
They do.
Of course
that.
It did, because he did it in a garage and he's a smackhead.
Yeah, right.
They're not known for that.
And he's sterilised.
So he gets all infected, right? Then his dick went black, right? And he was having a piss one day and it just fell off in the toilet. His black dick just fell off in the toilet.
So what happened is he went for an operation.
He's a white guy.
Yeah.
He got a black dick.
Yeah, it went massive.
It dropped off.
Just the weight.
So it dropped off.
And they grew another one on his arm, right?
Because they make it out of like arm skin and that. So they attach it to your arm for a bit to make it like and grow. And then they transfer
and
it
they
onto
like,
your knob bit.
Listen, Derek, or whatever his fucking name was, that's going to grow on your arm for 2 weeks and it's going to become a mighty...
A bit more than that.
It's going to become a mighty cock, right? And once we're done...
It was a big old one as well, because you get to choose the size if you design
it
your own.
Once we're done, between, you know, 3 or 4 weeks later or whatever, we're going to come back...
I think a few months.
We're going to come back, we're going to take it off your arm, stick it where it should be, line everything up, line the wheels together, jobs
kick
are good.
Kick the tyres.
Yeah.
Track and balance your piss holes. Yeah. Right.
Bang all the dings out. And then off you go. Off you go. MOT ready. See us in 12 months. Yeah. Right. But this guy's so much of a smackhead, he just didn't go to any appointments for 12 years.
it's 6 years, but like he kept missing them.
Did he?
He had the dick on his arm for 6 years.
He no, didn't for 12. He had the dick on his arm for 12.
He didn't inject into his dick arm, did he? Dick.
To be fair, you're just giving him more skin to inject in, aren't you?
I found a new vein.
He's got loads of veins.
But honestly, his dick looked like it had lived on an arm for 12 years. Yeah. It looked bad.
Great imagery. Yeah.
It looked like a dog toy. It looked like it had been chewed. Like it wasn't like a good dick. But it was a big old weapon, fair to play. But you know.
Oh, it was wide once it had finished, wasn't it?
But you've got to put an asterisk on it, haven't you?
It was like deodorant can wide. It was too wide. It's like a wind-assisted long jump. I'd have had my dick, because I'd have had it a bit thinner than that, because it was like that. Genuinely, it was massive.
Had it grown wrong?
No, I think he just chose a nut.
Yeah, because the thing is if you don't have a dick and then someone says grow your own dick, you don't go just medium. You go
it'd be
the
very
biggest
hard.
Cock.
It'd be very hard to be restrained in that situation, wouldn't
it?
If you could design your own dick. Yeah. Because you've got to wheel it back a bit. You don't want it so big it's an issue.
Yeah.
But also, you want to go for as big as you can get away with, don't you?
Oh, God, yes.
Mm. Right. 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's surely the
weapon.
One. That's your payoff, isn't it? Like, your dick's fallen off, you've been traumatised, but now you've got a massive one.
You've got a massive, healthy, tanned cock on a smackhead that's got scabs on his gooch.
Yeah, but I bet...
You're picturing this dick a lot nicer than it is.
I'm picturing this dick on me.
I bet the sensations...
Phenomenal.
The sensations probably aren't... It's probably like, you know, when your leg's got pins and needles.
Yeah.
And you just... Gotta slap it to try and come on.
Freddy's analogy.
Hey, do you know what? I started.
You know when your legs have got pins and needles all the time.
Do you know what?
When your arm hurts and you have to be like, come on, not
today. Do you know what started to happen to me recently that I'm a little bit concerned about in terms of my own health? I go for a shit and get pins and needles.
Oh, Freddy.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, die on pod, mate. Die on pod. Yeah,
it is bad, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh. If you feel like you're going to go, set up a GoPro.
The way Elvis went.
If we can't monetize your death, what is the point? That's a patron exclusive.
Yeah, 100%. We're not putting that out on public. God. Like, how long are you on the toilet before you get pins and needles?
So, I mean, I obviously shit regularly. But sometimes it's
I think regular is probably not the right word.
It's about
is it?
Where I'm sat, and sometimes I try and arch my legs up more.
But obviously, with your flat feet,
with
very
my flat
hard.
Arches, see, this is it. This is why it affects me in different ways.
Mo Farah just shitting brilliantly.
I bet he does. To be fair, oh, I bet he's got a God. Lovely poo.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't have the best.
So I bet your shits are horrific. I bet.
Do you know
but
what?
I'd imagine they'd come out quick from you. I bet that I imagine there'd be like an oil slick. Like, you know, it'd just be like, flack! Like, and just gone.
A load of seagulls floundering.
Yeah.
I tend to
just got a little toothbrush cleaning them off.
The volunteer team in Freddie's bathroom. Some vegan lesbian like, oh my God.
No, that's proper.
I don't even know why they're in here.
That's how I pictured you shitting, though. I imagined it would be very quick, but the cleanup would take ages. like you poo instantly and then you got to spend half an hour wiping.
Well, look, it tends to be a more than one flush job.
It's like the fourth bridge. By the time you finish, you got to start again.
But I tend to have, sometimes I'll do three little poos and they'll be of different consistency.
This little poo went to market.
That little poo stayed at home. So, that little poo's got a flat arch.
That's no way to talk about Mo Farah.
So I tend to do three poos, right, or two or three. But the weirdest thing is that
you're on a 3-a-day system.
No, three at once.
Right. How long between poos? But, is that not just one poo that's broken into bits?
Yeah, probably. But here's the thing.
So you do poo, stop.
Yeah.
How long are the pauses?
I've not thought about that.
How long are you in there from the point you walk in the bathroom to the point you walk out?
So sometimes I get bored and I just go on my phone and then I need to shit again.
Do a Zoom gig.
Sorry, you sit on your phone for so long, you need another shit.
Yeah.
That's insane. How long are we talking? How long does it take you to need another shit? So no, I'm imagining you go in every 20 minutes.
No, but sometimes I quite enjoy shitting. So,
piss take aside. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. When it's an unsatisfying one, it's just... The feeling is more than unsatisfying.
Have you ever had that thing? Have you had that thing before with a poo where you are desperate for a shit, you absolutely need one, but you can't have one. By the time you go to need one, it's disappeared.
Yeah, your body's gone into self-defense, mate. Yeah. Like,
and your body
you
goes,
shit in a car.
I've just stored it somewhere. And you go, no, it's all right. And your body goes, don't worry about it.
It's the same with piss. If you've been like busting on a drive and then you finally get to a toilet, You expect it to be the mother of all pisses, and it's like your body's like, don't trust that you need to do this. It's hot.
I found out recently that most people can't have a shit without also pissing.
Yeah, I saw your tweet about this, and like, I know the reason that you're like surprised by that, it isn't that everyone else is weird. It's because you've got a slack asshole and shit just falls out.
No, I haven't, without any pressure. No, I've got.
No, it's because you're doing three poos over the course of 2 hours.
Yeah, you've dehydrated yourself.
Taking the paper. You know,
it's because I have quite a taut
time in mum.
I have got quite a taut anus.
I don't believe you.
I have. I've got a really
taut anus.
Taut anus.
Show the camera. Show the camera.
I will. Well, not now.
Show the camera.
Don't show the camera. Don't show the camera. I'm near the camera.
So I can feel like I can push backwards for a poo and forwards for a wee. I don't just push. I can localise my pushes.
You can put your ass into reverse.
Yes!
Can I ask a question as a guest? Are you allowed to masturbate on pod?
Oh, it's actively encouraged.
Oh, okay, because I am pretty close.
Yeah. That's Freddy's ass.
Yeah. No, I just...
That's what he sounds like. I'll show you where that's from later.
Yeah, there's loads of just weird sounds, and then you go, what's that from? And then you see it, and you go, oh, God.
Oh, I can't wait to get to it.
Oh, my God.
It's so good to be on a podcast where someone prepares.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't prepare at all.
Bullshit.
I literally just turn up here 15 minutes late.
As four shits, and then we get to recording.
I've never done a shit in your house. Hey,
Rob, thank God.
Rob, when he drops, give us a call.
I think you'd be really upset if I pooed at your house.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
So I've not done it yet. I will do
Thank
at some
you.
Point. It's an inevitability.
No, we're moving to a studio before you do a shit here.
I'm going to do a shit here
before
you
do a
studio.
You've still not answered the questions, though. How long do you reckon your average shitting session is?
Between 10 and 15.
Between 10 and 15?
Well, you're making it sound like there's more going on than 10 to 15.
In 10 minutes, You can have a shit.
Yep.
Wait a bit.
Yep.
Get pins and needles, and then do another shit.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, mate.
What?
That's not normal. That's
that
not
is
right.
Normal.
No, it's not. It's normal for you.
Mm.
Do you take reading matter into the toilet? I'm very much like, I'm in, I'm out.
I try not to take my phone because otherwise I will get distracted on
what?
It.
You're just reading tweets
so
with
no,
a small
no, no, no,
shit.
No, 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 no.
But
no,
if
no,
I'm
no,
having
no,
a
no.
shit, I will take it normally.
Because if you don't take your phone into the toilet, it's the worst experience. Because all you're doing is sat there feeling shit come out your ass.
Yeah, I'm really experiencing it.
It's horrible. What? You just sat there focusing on shit coming out your
bum. Yeah. Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah, but you sat there just feeling shit fall out your bum.
Yeah, it's nice.
What?
Yeah, that's
I'm
why
only
you need
in
the
there
phone
for a couple
to
of minutes.
Distract you. You distract on your phone.
No, and then you're just rubbing poo particles over your fucking phone.
What about rubbing?
Oh, it's some poo time.
Yeah.
What?
So I will go in.
Ha! Out. I'm not messing about.
Is that the sound you make?
I never. It's a brother. Like a fucking...
Everybody was kung fu shiting.
Amazing.
Those shits were fast as lightning.
Also, what I don't do is go, I like to have a poo at this time of day. I wait till my body's like, Dan, you have no time to waste.
Right.
Like,
going to the wire.
Oh, I take it to the wire.
Mm.
It's very rare that I don't jog to the loo when I need a shit. Like, Laura will just, I'll just say go time. It's go time.
Are your boxers not an absolute mess?
No, I don't.
I mean, if
you're just waiting until that poo is fucking...
It's not out.
At the door.
Yeah, it's at the door, it's not through it.
Hey, do you know how people knock at doors? They don't knock on doors while, like, fucking stinking the fingers through the letterbox. You can knock on a door without any of you being in the fucking house. The fuck kind of knocking on doors? Like, I'm knocking on the door, I've got my dick in the letterbox.
You're knocking
classic
on the
Freddy.
Outside of the door.
Okay.
You think you've got a taut sphincter? If I need a shit, I've already
it's
started
already
shitting.
Out.
I mean, 10% is absolutely normal.
Yeah. Oh, my first God. Of three. So you shit in trilogies.
I like to do 0.2 before I've even started shitting.
It's like the George Lucas of shitting.
Oh, I just... Phenomenal,
the
Rob.
The Lord of the
Rob.
Brown Rings.
Rob. Phenomenal.
Thanks, mate.
Very, very nice.
But like, so, I've just...
And then,
I'm
and
so
then he does Lord of the Rings.
I said Lord of the Brown Rings.
The famous George Lucas.
I don't know any George Lucas. What did George Lucas...
Star Wars. You can't... Made sense, but it didn't make sense. It was great.
I'm gonna crack into this water and just let you two get on with it.
Right. So,
Freddie, don't. It's much better when you're telling us about your poo poos.
So you're averaging a shit every 5 minutes when you're on the toilet.
Probably are. Yeah.
But like, that's with like. See, how long of that 5 minutes are you shitting for, and how long are you pausing?
Maybe like a minute and a half.
So you shit for a minute and a half. This is like a fucking, like,
it's
like CrossFit for fat cunts, isn't it? Like, shit for a minute and a half, rest for 3.5.
Yeah.
High intensity shitting
you're
training.
Interval shits.
Yeah.
Like...
yeah. My toilet sessions are wads. They're named after dead soldiers. That was just... a Murph. That one was a Murph. That's why I'm tired.
I'm just off for a Captain Tom. This is your
good
body telling you.
Toilet, love. I'll raise $3 million for the NHS.
You realise this is your body telling you stuff?
No, it's not. It's just the way my body. I've just got a different body.
Yeah, fat body.
I think I've lost weight.
How?
I think you've
all
lost
of these
thank
shits.
Thank you, mate.
I disagree.
No, he was fucking massive before.
Yeah, and he still fucking is.
No, I've got no fucking room. But
you got a little. Yeah, but you got a middle-aged belly, haven't you? This is like a dad belly.
Yeah.
Whereas he's got a mum-to-be belly.
Come on. Rob's on fire today. He's
doing all right.
We keep setting him up too easily.
Just pop it up, I'll fucking hit him.
Exactly, because what is, I give him the first 20 minutes, and then the last 20 I just do as many your dad doesn't love your jokes as I can.
Oh, you just come back, you come round.
Yeah.
Ironically, like you finish like Mo Farah.
Yeah. Now, what he does is he does one, waits about 5 minutes, gets pins and needles, does another dad joke. Well, he's not dead. It might be, who knows?
Really?
I don't know. Probably not. Would have found
out. If he was, would you be upset?
I don't know. Like, no idea.
Are we son's papi?
Yeah.
Son's papi?
Are you...
Pretty sure Bielsa tried to sign him. Play for Newell's Old Boys.
Sounds like
if he can play
in
midfield, we'll fucking have him.
He sounds rangy. Yeah. I didn't know that. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so his dad. Yeah. Look
at you with your fucking normal, loving
look at him, look at him trying
family.
To get away from his, him being a disgusting his, fat cunt. He's dad, just got to slam this in.
His dad is in the SAS.
No, was a Roma. He was a Royal Marine Commando.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done loads of jokes about him hiding from his son for 15 years and stuff, you know.
Right.
Yeah, the apple fell quite far from the tree.
And then
I couldn't
then
be grew, less of a commando.
And then grew legs and then kept walking away from the tree
while
shouting back, well, be in touch. don't worry, tree. I'll come back and we'll spend some quality apple tree time together.
But my whole family on that side are all military going way back. They're all like all soldiers, all like officers and shit. Some of them, and like some of them were just privates getting blown up. And then there's me. Like,
it's probably best that you're estranged, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I don't respond well to authority or early mornings. So, you know, the army's not really well for me.
No.
I wouldn't fit in a trench.
But you don't have many qualifications, so
that's true. Like, I have the societal background to end up in the army.
Yeah.
You know, I flunked Master Me exams. You know,
yeah. Went to Goldsmiths, classic SAS.
Yeah, classic army move. We didn't have a lot of recruiters at Goldsmiths turning up.
You didn't finish your modern art degree.
Yeah, we need someone to paint the tanks.
He who dares.
I don't know what Goldsmiths is.
Oh, it's an art college in London that I went to.
What?
I didn't study art, but like it's like a very famous art university. I went. It's where
Can you
Damien.
Draw things?
No. I didn't do art. I did politics at Goldsmiths.
You did politics at an art college.
Yeah, but it's also like a university. It's a very good university, actually.
Goldsmiths good.
Yeah. Damien Hirst went there. Tracy Emin went there.
I nearly applied for Goldsmiths. Lucian
Freud went there.
It's a cool uni.
Yeah.
So how did you get in there? You're
by clearing, mate.
Did you?
No, because I'm dead smart. I just flunked my exams.
Yeah.
Because he's like a, you know.
Predicted three A's at A level.
A relatively working class lad from Yorkshire. That was like an alternative.
Hang about a minute.
Minority.
No, it was before they gave a fuck about that.
Listen. The I'm dead smart, but I flunked my exams is the mental equivalent of the I'm dead fat, but I've got low arches. Yeah, it's the same fucking thing.
I'm mentally quick over the first 5 yards.
I am clever. I just didn't want to do it.
No, all right, this is very ableist, this conversation.
Oh, you're not going to throw this.
Yeah.
I honestly need so much convincing that this is a real thing.
Right, here's my question. If I don't have ADHD, why am I such a spastic?
Because some people just are. Like, some people just are. There's some people in the world who are quite smart but just cannot access the discipline needed.
And we call
in
those
order
people
to...
ADHD.
No, we just call them people. They're just people.
Yeah.
Not everybody can reach
access
their potential.
Access the discipline to do three shits in 10
Talking
to
about
15.
Fucking discipline from this cunt who won't go for a fucking jog and have a salad. Like, unreal.
Because I don't like doing those things.
I don't like exams.
Yeah, but... Okay, fair enough.
I've never been more annoyed with your ADHD than when you started a massive war in stand-up.
Oh, God, yeah.
Through not wanting to have to apply for shitty gigs on your own that got your agent at the time all revved up.
What was that?
The most annoying thing that I've ever had to be involved in.
I was super annoyed as well. What happened? I got snaked by the person in the forum, and it never was like... I left it fucking private... But there was a behind the scenes snaking that led to all of that, and it became a thing where it was on me, and
so
I was fucking livid.
Just for everyone who's listening, it doesn't really give a shit. It was about three years ago,
something like that.
Four years ago,
way pre-pandemic.
It was when I was helping out with the pro comedy page where comedians put gigs up and comedians applied.
So
and it had been set up that no agents could be involved. Yeah. And it was an old standing thing of like, look, it's an absolute... All the agents like looking after their own gigs has been going on for years. And that was one thing, one place in the whole industry where comics could be like, look, there's a gig. Do you want to do this gig? And promoters could be like, not for agents, but for comedians, just looking after ourselves. And it all booted off about 4 years ago because Rob was like, listen, this is how it seemed. It was I can't concentrate to... messages are tiring. Can you let my agent in? And it fucking booted.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mental. But the thing is, everyone else came in halfway through the story.
Right.
So what happened was there was a certain person who ran that forum for ages who was, you know, like basically I contacted them privately and being like, hey, I'm paying for this fucking agent because I'm shit at this and I keep losing work.
Yeah.
can I send stuff from the forum to them and go, can you just
and
do
they
the
said unequivocally no.
No, they said unequivocally yes.
Oh, really?
100%. They said absolutely fine, not a bother, right? That's grand, totally understand. So I was like, cool. So I did that. Then someone like grasped back to them and they put a public post on that forum going, no fucking age, all this, cussing me out.
Snaky cunt.
Snaking me out. And that's, I was like, I ain't having fucking
this. Oh, well, this
and
is,
then,
that's good.
Then I was literally, again, messaging privately, like, look, all I want to do is send my agent shit. I don't want agents in this. And they made it a thing of, right, are we letting agents in the group or not?
It got really and divisive came, and yeah, I was yeah. involved in the page. And you know, after all of that, and it about six
yeah, it
months later, you left that agent.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking, fuck you, Mulholland, yeah. and your ADHD.
Yeah.
But this,
oh I, my fucking, God. I fucking stand by all
this is,
of that.
This is very like, much the Bosman ruling of comedy, yeah. isn't it? Mm. In that a shit-to-average professional changed the fucking industry forever.
Yeah, yeah. That's got my name in the history books. Yeah.
However, you're really good at the fucking detail for this.
Yeah, yeah.
So but, is it just when you're...
It's almost like it's fake.
No,
anyway,
it's
sorry.
Because I was doing so much extra shit, I was really annoyed by someone who does fucking nothing but coast on being like around from the 90s, doesn't write a fucking new joke, doesn't do anything.
Oh, there's loads of them cunts.
Like, was the person who was snaking me on that when I was like doing all this shit, doing all the internet stuff. So what I did was I fired my agent and hired an editor. I couldn't do everything I was doing.
Can I...
So like, yeah, I needed yeah, to cut yeah, it cool, down. Cool,
on cool. that note, so, you know, can I just say... That if you are one of those comedians that has been doing the same set for the last 10 years, I don't respect you.
Yeah, no,
I
don't.
I just need you to
and
know.
This is, that was
I
a part of what annoyed
you.
Me. I was getting like, there was someone getting,
nice
in my getting involved in my fucking career who has no idea what my career is because they're not doing the same shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were just trying to protect themselves because they like had the thing of like, oh, it's agents taking my work. It's like, no, you're not getting booked because you're fucking shit.
Yeah. Oh, it's just funny that it became part of ADHD.
It like went way out of my control. Like,
yeah, but that, you know, that goes full circle, though, because I worked with Mick Miller the other night, who is
fucking love
of
Miller.
The 60s and 70s. Yeah. Like, he's a proper, like, from the 70s comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's a mate of all the legends that died. Like, all of his old boys' mates are great.
Yeah.
And I watched him last night at a charity gig for the Ukraine, and his set is older than me. And I thought it was fucking
Miller
great.
Gets a pass.
What did
Miller
he
get? Definitely
what
gets
sort
a pass.
What sort of things did he, like, what was it?
He's just got jokes, mate.
He's
just
he's
got
the
jokes.
Best.
Was it, like, my mother-in-law?
No.
Oh, do you not know Mick Miller? He's a legend.
No,
like,
I know.
My favourite Mick Miller
they're
joke.
They're gags.
He's like,
they're...
my favourite of his is, like, I hate people who take drugs, can't stand people who take fucking drugs. You know, like, security guards and TSA agents. Fucking great.
He's got some... It's hard because if you do one of his jokes...
So take your jokes. Take well, your so, drugs.
Yeah, I know. That's
a great
gag. I honestly think that that's dreadful.
It's a great gag. You got to watch him deliver them as well.
I think
man.
That's a... If you open that gag up in a Christmas cracker, you go, oh.
Yeah, but if you watch Mick Miller do it, it's fucking brilliant. Yeah. Mick Miller is a legend, mate.
Old
like,
school.
He's
I don't
brilliant.
Like British comedy in general, to be honest with you. So I'm
yeah,
not really
well,
the
you
right
know,
person to speak.
Last night I did this charity gig, and he was on for 12 minutes, and he had, I think, 14, 15, 16 punchlines.
Yeah.
He's, and then he's, I watched, to be fair, that's impressive.
I watched the next guy go up, who was one of ours,
and
he had four. Maybe
really
yeah. I'm honest like it made me go
what was his
it
name
it was great watching Mick Miller last night
what was his name
oh as if we're doing that fucking someone we know
right let's get the line up
and it was I went in and got my notebook out and I was like fucking right quickly
yeah.
just get the funnies out.
Oh, I'd like to
great.
Watch him. I'd like to watch him. He's just, it's not...
He's brilliant.
It's not...
He's also a class
lad. It's not the sort of comedy that I would watch.
No, but like...
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not watching his fucking special.
See, I did.
He hasn't got one.
No, yeah.
He's got one set and he's had it for 50 years.
He's got on YouTube, there's an hour-long set that's, you know, that's filmed. And like I watched it over lockdown because I was missing stand-up. And it was like I was crying laughing.
But you best. Almost have to... You know, like with some films, you've got to suspend disbelief.
Mm.
You've got to sort of put away your modern, this is what I think is great.
You just got to enjoy it for what it is, and it's brilliant.
It's not Chappelle,
yeah.
but it is really
it was
fun
a lot
to
fucking
watch.
Funnier than Dave Chappelle's last special.
Yeah.
He wasn't fucking moaning about trans people.
I was going to say, I can't enjoy it if it's not transphobic. So. Unless he's got a couple of zingers.
I think if you're listening, these old boys have got anti-trans stuff. From way back,
yeah,
from like
yeah,
OG yeah. anti-trans stuff. Yeah.
Not like the modern transphobia where it's like, you've dead-named them. Where it's like, no, they're like, fucking disgusting.
It's a cock in a frock.
Yeah. It's a different fucking level.
Which is what they'd say in the olden days, Freddie. Doing your little like...
Oh, in my head, I just thought that's a great title for the next Edinburgh show that I bring up.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
But it would be for me. It would be for me.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be for you.
No. Yeah.
No, you don't need to poke that hornet's nest anymore.
No. I mean, I only named my last comedy special after a prominent person in black history, and
that was fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do it for all of them now, I've decided.
No, don't.
So the next one's Mandela.
No, don't.
And then there's MLK.
Oh, don't.
So, like,
it was the most pretentious shit I've ever
heard.
And then after that, there's going to be Jordan and then LeBron.
For anyone who doesn't know, Freddie named his last special after, what's her first name? Something Bonnelly. Surya Bonnelly. She was a black woman who did backflips on the ice and was penalised for doing two dangerous things because, like, basically her competitors.
No, that's not.
So she was a
that's not what happened.
She was
at all.
A pioneering black woman. And Freddie went, "That's basically the same as me doing rape jokes."
At Hot Water.
Yeah.
And I stand by it.
Yeah. With everyone at Hot Water being
against it. I'm sorry. Am I only allowed to be inspired by people that have the same skin colour as me, Rob? Because that's racist.
I mean, like, no, you probably shouldn't claim their triumphs as part of your shitty little thing.
You know what?
Like, going, like, it's just, you're comparing yourself
I watched 12 Years a Slave and I felt something. Does that make me a bad man?
How long have you been doing stand-up?
12 years.
Yes. That's your new Edinburgh title. 12 years a slave to the laughter.
To the rhythm.
Slave to the circuit. That's perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
12 years a slave, bracket to the circuits, close brackets.
Jesus.
Okay. Quingo Unchained. Brackets Roots, close brackets in comedy. Roots in Preston.
Never has shop talk been so dangerous. Everyone was like, "God, they're really getting into this."
I got a lot of flack for it, but quite frankly, I think that you can be inspired by different things and different people.
That point stands. It was a weird name for a special.
I'm not very good at naming things.
No, yeah. I get what you mean. But
Christ Almighty, I named a podcast Pigoted, for fuck's sake.
You've nailed it with this one.
Nailed it with this. Yeah, because Rob did it.
Yeah.
You've nailed it.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, exactly. I'm good at titles.
ADHD as fuck, mate.
If you're enjoying Dead Men Talking, and why wouldn't you? Maybe you've just got some taste and decency. But if you don't, if you're scum like us, come join us on our Patreon. It's £3 a month. What do you get for that £3, Freddie?
Nothing.
Yeah, fuck you.
Nothing.
You get one of these. You can fucking swivel on it, cunts.
We take it and we go, what a daft wanker. Yeah. And we throw it into a pit.
And what we do is we Google you and we find out whichever charity you're like least happy about, and we donate it to them. So if you're like one of the people who boos the knee at the football, we give it to BLM, right? But if you're like a big lefty, right, we'll donate it to GBB News.
Yeah. If you're a big fan of the World Wildlife Foundation, we snap a swan's neck.
Yeah. Donate us £3 a month so we can burn down some trees.
But also as well, you also do get special discount merchandise codes.
When we've got merch for sale.
You have an extra episode once a week that we put out just for Patreons. Extra Patreon content. So sometimes we film extra stuff such as Rob's punishment set.
Or our live roast show.
5-minute set that I wrote that Rob had to perform. Live roast show stuff. Roasting the streets and stuff like that. You get early access to episodes. You get access to our Discord server and the videos that we put out there.
So you can get yourself some deep, long lasting trauma.
There's already over 1,000 people that are part of the Patreon. There's already up to 1,000 people, I think, there or thereabouts, that are on the Discord.
Yeah.
You're part of a growing community that
of
more and more people.
Horrible bastards.
Yeah, look, if you're that kind of person that's got a messed up sense of humour, that's way more than your mates, and you're like, how can I let that horrible bit out of me? Get on the Discord, get on the Patreon, because you will meet people who are exactly like you, and you'll be like, oh my God, where have I been all my life? We also do live events. We're going to crash a horrible pub and get pissed in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's mental, and we want you to be a part of it. If you enjoy Dead Men Talking, chuck us £3 because it means we can grow and make this bigger and better. And I'm going to be honest with you, we're going to use your money to troll people and upset people.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. So give us £3, you cunt.
I want to puke.
Do you right now?
No, I just want you to make.
Oh, you
want
to see some? You want to see some ting?
Partly, I'm here because I want to see if you can.
Right. So, well, can we'll I give just you say,
has Jamie puked into this?
No, no one's actually puked yet. There's a little bit of cigar rash.
Yeah, yeah, we smoked some cigars when we hit 1,000. So
in here,
yeah, it was great.
We were celebrating our Patreon
and it
kicking
stunk
off
like this for a month. It fucking
so
stunk.
So proud of
it's
that fucking awful Patreon kicking off. Yeah, it was fucking, you know, I was in Mallorca.
Can I have one of those?
While that was happening, I want to get myself something in my stomach.
Thanks.
To make, I want there to be something there. To I want it to.
We should have got milkshakes.
How good can you ASMR this? This eating. Oh, that is quite good. Mm. That is quite. Let me. Give me a go. You need to. Right, ready.
Ready?
Don't. That's not me doing it.
That's Freddy eating.
That's stop. Right here.
That's not me doing it.
He won't let me have anything. He won't let me have anything.
Freddy, you talking sounds like ASMR. Mm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Straight through you, that one. These Oreo cookies.
What do you think is the type of things we're going to show you? What do you think is going to be the ballpark?
I'm a fan of your mom's house. I'm hoping for nothing less.
Right. Well, I'm sure we can...
What's the worst thing you've ever seen? Worst video you've ever seen?
Recently, I saw a guy... I don't know. I'm quite down the middle for this. I'm not one of these people that... I can't watch it, the humanity.
Sure,
at
sure,
the
sure.
same time, you know, like, Al-Qaeda beheadings, when people are like, did you see it? I'm like, no, because that will haunt me.
We don't do death.
That will haunt me. I can't do that.
I've watched Al-Qaeda beheadings before.
I bet you
Yeah,
have.
I know you have. I
got a lot of time to kill on the toilet.
I can't. Like Barry Dodds.
Bloody hell, I've got a shit that's like this. Trying to get it off for ages, and then all of a sudden it flops.
Chop the head off that one. Oh, God.
So, we'll start off. We'll start off with a gentle one. We'll work our way in, right? We'll work our way in. We'll just do it. We'll start off with a nice, just little gentle, fun one, right?
Oh, this is really gentle.
Exactly. Just like, just give you an idea of what's coming up, right? We've just got a little
dog puking here. Dogs. There it is. Good. Oh, it's just a dildo.
Just a dog throwing up a vibrator.
It's a dildo.
It's a big pink dildo.
Oh, there we go. The vet's put a thing down for.
Yeah, you've got to put paper down for that. Anyway, are you aware of the concept of Chekhov's gun?
Go on.
So, like, it's an idea in like theatre that if you put a
Anton
gun...
Anton Chekhov.
Yeah, exactly. If you put a gun...
Went to see The Seagull, like a pretentious little A-level student, pretending I knew what happened. Yeah. Boring as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, his concept was if you put a gun on stage in the first act, someone must fire it in the third.
Yeah.
So, basically, if you put a prop into a scene, it's got to be used.
Yeah.
You can't put something there unnecessarily.
Can I quickly take this moment while you're loading that to say I never want to hear you explain Chekhov's gun ever again, because I've heard it about 12 times.
I know.
It's the one thing that Rob explains that makes him sound really smart about it as well.
No, but I just think it's a really good way to set up this video. I think it gives you an idea of what's coming. So
it's like the new
boy barely fucking fed.
No.
Oh,
abs. Oh my god! She's gonna prolapse. She looks so tired.
No, what
oh my
are
god,
you?
Look at the face. Look at the look of regret. Oh my god! Oh no! Oh god! Oh god!
She's got so many, hasn't she?
She's like, oh. The smell of that room.
Look, she's like speculumed it open.
No.
Look, you can watch it wink.
No.
Look at it wink. Yeah.
She's gonna die. She's gonna die. Whoa. What's she called? Let's give her a juice. At.
Well, I don't know if Alex Vod is her website. That's where it's been sent to us from. If anyone does know her name, please let us know.
I tell you what, I bet she doesn't take 15 minutes to have a shit, does she?
She does that all in one.
That goal was as open as her arsehole.
Mate.
I bet she doesn't need 15 minutes. I bet she never gets pins and needles. Look at them arches as well. Perfect.
Yeah, to be fair, absolutely they are very perfect. Arched.
She's got everything in her favour.
Bet she could run for days.
With a nappy.
Have we got a good Naked Martin video?
Hang on. I think we're rushing through these videos too quick.
Oh, mate, we've got so many.
Let's find some new ones.
Oh, like, I've got a couple of new ones to show you in a bit. I want to show them some classics.
Okay, some classics.
Oh, these are the classics.
Yeah, this is one of the classics, I'd say.
Wow. Yeah. Is this
how
like,
are you feeling
is this
after
a,
that one?
I don't like the
you're not a fan of a prolapse.
I am dirty.
Okay. Yeah,
that's fine. But I cannot disconnect from the future health of the women involved in these things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you are... She's 26, 27 years old. Mm-hmm. And she is got...
of an 80-year-old.
She's going to be in some Bucharest doctors... from before.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, what did you do?
Her ass is going to be like, you know when
and
like...
she's going to be like... Oh, she's
you know when emos?
Like Rob Mulholland show it like, I did this. And you're going to be like, right, cool, we're not... What can we do? It's your fault.
It's like when emos have those big plugs in their ears. You know, and they get all stretched out and floppy afterwards.
And then the sad ones, when it goes.
Yeah.
She's fucked.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like her.
So I wonder if she's got a boyfriend and he's just like, oh, how was work today? And she's just like... Yeah. Did you make dinner, darling?
Yeah.
And she just sat there farting through it.
I made a curry, but do you know what? It's best we don't have it. It's probably best not.
And he just likes missionary vaginal sex. Yeah. He just wants to, can I just have sex with your vagina? She's like, you fucking pussy.
You don't want to bum her.
Get the bollard. Get the bollard.
No, bumming is going to feel nothing.
Yeah. I do not have the equipment to adequately bum this woman. Like, yeah. You know, there's nothing
gonna,
I can do
it's,
to
it's going to feel like when you go potholing.
She might be able to grab it when she winks.
It's gross, isn't it? Right, another one.
So you're not into prolapses. That's the thing that you're not.
You've
good
got
with.
Loads. You've got bare. No. You've got bare prolapses, haven't you?
Oh, we got. Yeah.
Why is it so clean? Why is it so clean?
It's so clean. It's so clean. She's popping it back in.
Oh, no.
It looks like a clanger's nose, doesn't it?
Is that her whole bowel?
It's a big bit of it.
It's a whole bowel.
It's a big bit of her bowel.
Oh, no, don't push anymore, love. Don't push anymore. There'll be a kidney comes out. Oh, my God.
It's when she inflates it, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Oh, no, the control. And now I did this. No, not again, not from that position. Fuck me. My neighbours used to have a little dog, and when you went round, I remember one barbecue, we were watching, I think it was SummerSlam 1993, and it came in, and I was like, you know, stroking its tummy, and its little dick, its little fucking pink lipstick came out. And that is honestly the strongest memory. I haven't thought about SummerSlam 93 since then. It looks like a dog's...
Stop squeezing.
My dog humps
What's this big bit?
My dog humps this teddy that we got from Build-A-Bear for it. He humps the life out of it. One time, he humped it so much, his dog dick was out. He was humping it so much, shit started flying out of his arse.
Yeah. Huh? Did you get a video of any shots?
And here it is, sent him.
Right.
Look, you've got to admire the athletic prowess of this woman. You know, she clearly has some good core control, doesn't she?
Oh my god!
How does it feel?
Why
when you're, like, tickling
on
it like
earth
that?
Would she go for a marine motif in terms of the decor?
Yeah, it is a weird background, isn't it?
Oh,
it's like a toilet in a theme pub.
Yeah,
no more of this one because she's got to be dead already. Look at her.
Yeah.
Oh god.
To be fair, she looks Ukrainian, so there's a possibility. That, and also as well with the fishing motif, there's a chance it was fucking filmed in Mariupol. So
looks like a walnut whip, doesn't it? Strong one, that, isn't it?
So she's got a nice vagina though.
Lovely, but could you deal with that?
What a honestly lovely vagina.
Might tickle your balls. Well, that. Well, it
I'd ask for that to be put away for the duration.
I would like her to keep it in. Yeah.
Doesn't it look like Cyril Sneer's nose?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. And there's a part of my childhood gone through. Oh, my God.
Yeah, mad that one, isn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking raccoons.
Yeah. well, should we... I reckon we might introduce one with a bit of Jeopardy.
Oh, OK.
A fun bit of Jeopardy into this one. Deep in that, wasn't it?
Question about the mouse trap, dick trap.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
His dick look really... What's going on here? We've just seen one of the worst prolapse OnlyFans in the world.
Yeah.
Perfectly nice vagina.
Yeah.
You've skipped straight onto a guy who clearly gets off on... That dick was hard. He was like,
"Oh yeah, he's ready to go."
So I think
engorged is not a word I enjoy using, but it's probably.
But
his dick looked healthy, moisturized, and unbruised.
Well,
was it the first time he said it was that? Did he film the first time he thought, "Do you know what? I'm going to stick it in a mouse trap."
No, to be fair, if you are going to do it, do film it in case you never want to do it again. In it. You
know, content is king, isn't it?
Dan, I think what you're
he's been watching Gary V.
I'm going for my tea after this.
He's filmed it like Casey Neistat. He's got a fucking 4K gimbal going on. He's really telling a story behind his fucking dick slamming.
Couldn't answer his own emails. Started a war in the whole of comedy. But he can like religiously put out a queue of like, okay, prolapse,
people,
dick mouse chap.
People send me these. I do nothing.
Rob.
They just get WhatsApp to me.
Right.
Rob, yeah. I think what Dan is trying to say
is
that he would like a dick in worse condition. Now, perhaps, Rob, we
one
could
that might
show
take
him one. No.
A bit more equipment.
No, I would say
playing the hits.
I would say one.
It's like a breakfast
that
show.
Perhaps a young woman is giving a blowjob to try and make the dick look a bit better, in a better condition. Maybe to lick bits off.
Which file's that in?
Oh, okay, trying to clean it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Rob knows which one you mean. He's in invoices.
I just had to find it.
So open the folder marked mashed up dicks.
Yeah. Is it weird knowing what hard drive's going to send you to prison?
Right, here we go. Fun soundtrack on this one. It's like June. Oh. Say what you see, Dan.
It's knob cheese. It's
a lot of knob cheese.
It's cream knob cheese.
This video is entitled Smeggin' Soldiers.
Smeggin' Soldiers. Smeggin' Markle. Oh, God.
Smeggin'
Markle. Yeah. Oh, don't do it,
Lord. The royal family fucking hate it.
Oh, no, don't do it. You feel ill. Get a cracker. Oh, get a cracker. Go on. Give it a lick. Don't go straight in the mouth. Lick it. There you go. Always test what you... Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god. This is like my toddler trying to fit. Oh, I don't like it.
I hope this is not like your toddler.
No, it's not. It's a little different. Oh god. Is that naturally occurring dick cheese?
It looks like it.
Or is it just.
Of all the fucking videos that we've shown, you're the first person to see an oriental woman licking dick cheese off a knob.
I didn't even see her ethnicity.
And the question that you ask is...
You just
is
saw a woman eating dick cheese.
Whether or not it's organic.
Yeah, it's GMO.
These fucking vegans.
Yeah. Right. Say what you want. It's naturally sourced knob cheese.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, she continues.
He's having a great time.
Oh, he's
not got much of a dick, but
I'm going to get comfy with this.
Watch when she gets that big lump.
Shut up, Freddy, you pussy. Are you puking?
Nearly, yeah.
Oh, you fucking pussy. Take that. You absolute... More! Do it! Do it to me. This is nothing. Look at her. You made your choices, love. You'll send the invoice. God.
Yeah. That there was just a minute then when I just caught it. I caught it for what it was.
Oh.
Do you know what? I feel like
she's praying he comes just to wash the taste away. Oh, Philadelphia.
The last thing you need is more jizz as into this.
That's a new name.
Mate.
Have you got any new ones?
I've got a couple.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
It's so refreshing to come on a podcast.
Yeah.
Where the line is further than our line at Have a Word.
Yeah.
Because I've done a couple of other podcasts and I went and did another one pod and just tried to make a joke and they were like, what are you doing? And you're like, we're trying to make a joke. It's a comedy podcast.
Oh, yeah, they'll tell you off for that on there.
And then I did.
Yeah.
And then I did the Mild High Club live show and just tried to make them laugh Have a Word style. And just a few of them were like, oh, what?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so nice to be on here.
We are bottom of the barrel.
I'm pushing it as far as I can go, and you're like, yeah. And it's such a nice feeling.
Do you worry about getting in trouble off Have a Word? Because you had a moment where it was a bit, ooh, we've upset a couple of people. Now, we purposely try and push things as far as we possibly can.
Yeah, we just decided to lean into it.
Because we've not put anything out on social media... People are... No one's called us up on it yet. And yet we're horrible every single episode.
I just think you close... You know, you're opening doors for yourself in one breath and you are closing others.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You just got to be... Like, I spent 20 years trying to do comedy like everyone told me to do comedy.
Yeah.
I'm not really talking about my stand-up because my stand-up is... actually quite accessible and less abrasive than yours or even Adam's. Like, in terms of online content and your sense of humour, I've spent so long going, oh, well, maybe I'll do Edinburgh and maybe they just want more stories and, oh, David O'Doherty does well and Jason Cook did well doing his show and maybe I'll do that. And isn't it amazing to just find... equally mentally ill people to listen to your bullshit. So I don't worry because we have no bosses. You have no bosses.
This is
and that's the key.
You can't get cancelled off your own podcast.
You can't get sacked if you don't have a boss.
It's really funny that, like, obviously we know it's going to be an inevitability at some point that we're going to get in trouble. And we've even talked about what our apology video is going to be.
Oh, by the way, the dream for this is to get...
Our thing is that we're going to be... The camera's going to be really close on our heads, right?
Black turtleneck.
And we're going to be reading an apology. You know, like, I really apologise for the statements that I made 72 hours ago. It was a different time. Yeah, I've grown.
It was a different time.
You know, but all this time, the camera's going to be panning out.
Yeah.
And it's going to pan out to the point where you see, with our other hand, we're just wanking off.
That was Freddie's idea.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can we not get your dog to fuck the Build-A-Bear and shit at the same time? In shot.
It's just
the prolapse video playing.
I can't wait for the time when people are like, listen, guys, if you two do not apologise, then we are going to make sure that you are never on television. And we go, about that.
Yeah, my flourishing TV career is down the drain.
This is how dark you're going. If they want to scold you, the worst thing they can do is scold you. What a beautiful place to be. Because if they try and cancel you, it's just free publicity.
Exactly.
And they must know that. Yeah, oh, I love it.
You think they give a fuck?
Lads, this is so good.
It's great.
More, hit me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Get that fucking bucket. I'd love it if you puked and not me.
I've got a bunch of new ones just downloading. I'll play a couple of classics before we get to them.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Yeah. I mean, I've got like a couple classics, but I like seeing new... I like breaking new ground.
Totally. There's just a couple of classics more I want to show to Dan because he's enjoying them so far.
In his penis. Was it moisturiser just in the penis?
No, that's...
I'd rather lick smeg than moisturiser.
That's soapy taste.
Fucking cut that off. No context. No context.
Do you like the? I want to show you this one. Are you like a handy guy, Dan? Do you do any like DIY?
Absolutely not. I'm not bad around the garden, but that's
have you
just
ever used a drill?
Work. People who have brain injuries.
I know where this is going.
People who have brain injuries can do landscape gardening.
Right.
So that's my level. Yeah, as soon as it's in the house and something can be broken.
Right.
Laura doesn't
Don't
let
use
me
any
do
power
it.
Tools.
I'm not a power tool
right.
guy.
Would you like a little instructional video on how to use a power tool?
I imagine that I don't.
Right,
but
well,
I
let's
do.
Have a, let's have a little watch. Just have a little drill. Little drill.
Dan, can you describe what you're seeing?
Yeah, what did you just watch then?
I'm watching a barback, a bartender in some kind of gay sex club, I imagine.
I'd assume.
With a probably 100 to 150 pound home DIY drill.
Yeah, it's good quality to be fair. It's decent tool.
Is it Bosch? And with a what I hope is not like a threaded screw.
Yeah, you can't really see what the drill bit is, but whatever it is, it's not great.
It looks like it's for concrete and brick.
And not for urethras.
Yeah, it's just, again.
Yeah, and like, contrary to the mousetrap dick, that one is beaten up. Like, right. the drill dick is, like, really...
The music...
Look, it's all cut around the balls. It's got a cut down there on the
shaft. Oh, he's dying. He's dead.
His dick is slowly dying. He's going to have one on
dead.
His arm in a couple of weeks.
Oh, it's a dead man. Yeah. I love it. The guy's taking his shoes off. Like, I've just got new Converse. I'm not getting your dick blood on my shoes. Just appalling people. That honestly, if that's Ukraine, Vlad, do them a favour.
I'll show you one more classic.
Like when you see a dick being tortured,
yeah, it makes
you feel your own dick go ooh.
Well, yeah, I do, it's like, yeah
it knows right. It knows.
I've just found that out about myself because this I haven't watched that before,
right?
It's like, yeah, when you, that's classic. I've said this for years on Freddie Quinn.
Yeah.
When you see a dick being tortured, you know, and I've
that's
this
not what I sound is that what I sound like.
I do sound like this. I'm Freddie Quinn. I've got flat arches and a fat tit.
Classic.
Do you remember Kim and Aggie? I'll show you one more classic, and then we'll get to some new
I
ones.
Knew you were going to say this at some point. Do you remember Kim and Aggie?
Do you remember
this
Kim and Aggie? The cleaning people.
Yeah. One looked like she was super tanned and blonde and fat and shiny.
Exactly, yeah.
Like an awful scouse whale.
So their whole thing was like, coming up with new ways to clean things.
Imagine if she was scared. Lads! Your house is fucking minging!
It's disgusting!
You're a fucking rat! And I can see a fucking rat!
So, it literally sounds like how I make my living. Like, in my ears, I was like, oh my God, is that
I'm home
when we're recording?
So we've got a guy here who's come up with a new method of cleaning things.
Mm.
There we go.
Is there poo in that?
There is poo in there.
It's quite a bit.
Ah.
Here we go. Have a look. Keep looking.
Ah, Mr. Nightingale, we appear to have found your weakness. I think I know what video to show him to get him.
Oh, my mouth water.
I think I know what video to show him.
Upside down in the mouth?
Upside down in the... Yeah. Dan, you might need to take this for this one.
Right, here we go.
Okay, this is going to be the one. This is going to be the one. Ready?
Oh, no, hang on.
Dan, watch. Dan, you're not meant to... are you wearing it on your head?
No. No. No! 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 Oh, save him, balls! Hairy balls, save him! No! Oh my God, don't do it! It's there, it's right there!
It's right there!
Ah, you fucking animal!
You fucking animal!
Right.
Oh, God!
Oh.
Oh, and he looked a bit like Carl from Have a Word. You fucking animals.
It's the one he gets it like a cigar, isn't it? He's got it like a little cigar out of his mouth. Like, that's the bit that gets me.
Oh, I was so confident, wasn't I, before?
Yeah.
So confident.
Yeah. Do you know what? Everyone's got a weakness.
We're going poopy.
Now, if your weakness is poo, then unfortunately...
I'm in trouble.
We've got lots of poo.
You're in a lot of trouble.
Bring on Naked Martin.
Should we do a Naked Martin one?
Oh,
yeah. All right.
Oh, I long for the days of the prolapse.
Where's a good Naked Martin one?
Yeah, guys, really. Next time I need a new one of these.
I wonder. Try the cum sandwich one.
All right, I'll show him that in a minute. I'm just going to show. This is a friend of the podcast, Naked Martin, right?
A genuine friend who we chat to. Who is a lovely fella.
Yeah,
he's just got a weird way of living.
Yeah. Martin, you stay there.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not done. You stay there, Martin.
He's not going to, is he?
He's not done.
He's not done. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Pause it.
Yeah.
It is so frightening to me that a middle-aged guy who's pretending to be a dog and making videos of him pooing and smearing it around still knows how to set up a backdrop better than most of the comedians in fucking comedy. Why does Naked Martin...
got better production values than 90% of comics.
The poo nonce, Naked Martin, know how to set up a fucking camera and a backdrop. Look at the lighting.
Yeah.
The lighting is better than another one pod.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Yeah. He's not done, though. He's not quite finished. Oh.
So, can you describe what you're seeing, Dan?
I've seen a guy who does not want the doorbell to go with an...
Mate, if he gets an Amazon delivery now.
Yeah. No, it's got to be signed for. Just leave it at the door. We've got to take a picture of you at the door.
Look at his eyes. What's upsetting about these last three videos?
Yeah,
these people are smearing, eating, drinking shit.
Yeah.
And they look, all three of them.
Yeah,
the whites of the first dude's eyes clear, crystal clear.
Yeah,
they all look better than most of the stand-up comedians that I know.
It is true.
Are they actually living better?
Yeah.
Than most of the stand-ups on the circuit.
They'd have to do 3 hours up and down the M6 every week.
I tell you what about eating your own shit. There's no travel.
Do you know how much it costs to get him to do a video like this? Have a guess.
Because he does them by order. You can order them off him.
Oh, well, that makes it less weird. Him living. They're bespoke.
Yeah, bespoke.
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah.
It's 75 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah, about.
About there. Yeah, he will.
Between 30 and 100, depending on what you want.
Super. I'm glad I got that nearly spot on.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's made me worried.
Right, well, we'll go to a couple of new ones. There's a couple of these. I can't really remember what's in them because I've just downloaded them quickly.
We have our rules, don't we?
No. We have our rules. No animals, no kids, no death, no racism. Those are our rules. Apart from that, go wild.
Yeah,
but if
you have one with all four, we will show it.
Yeah, yeah. If you get a royal flush,
a racist kid being bummed to death by an Alsatian.
What is it you want to do?
No death, no racism, no kids, no animals.
The quadruple.
And even with the animals,
we would like to show animal porn, but it's very illegal.
Yeah, and we'd also like to show kid porn.
To be honest, we have
apparently have, parents get involved
with the animals.
All of a sudden, they want a few patrons to keep quiet.
With the animals bit, we do sort of have an exception for insects because they don't really count. I don't think. You know.
Okay, is that with what you're saying now? Lads. Oh my lord! Looks like especially in a Chinese restaurant. Oh mate!
No! No! Get it out! Get it out, you dick! Oh no! Oh god! Peter Beardsley. You fucking animal! What is that?
That appears to be some sort of water snake going up a willy.
Yeah. Oh god, Peter, sorry.
It's alright, it does
just
that.
Just broken a flag.
Just broken the Gambian flag.
Oh, it's just broken the flag of Gambia.
Yeah.
No, I've not. It's fine.
It's alright.
Okay.
But like, sensibly, they have tied a little cable tie to the end so they can pull it back out. You know, that's good. That's good thinking.
Get it out!
It's
get
coming,
it out!
It's coming out!
Get it out!
Dun, dun,
oh, it's going back
dun,
in.
Dun, dun, dun. It's going back in.
No!
Is it nearly gone? Shouldn't have had them lemon Oreo cookies.
They're not lemon.
They're not.
They're fucking butterscotch.
Oh. Are you okay? You all right?
That one's rough, isn't it?
That is fucking horrifying.
All right. Well, we'll go next. What's your favourite way to cook eggs, Dan?
Not like this. Not this way.
Yeah. It's about mashing your bell end with some sort of snake.
I mean, I don't eat eggs. I don't know if that's going to make it worse or better.
Here we go. Just mixing some eggs.
That's a good way to mix eggs.
Just mixing some eggs.
Oh, wait. Stop. Stop it. What the fuck is that?
What do you think it is?
That looks like a really... That looks like a premature baby's hand.
Do you know what it is?
Whisking. I'm here early. Might as well make breakfast.
So have you worked out what's happening yet?
It looks like a man using his dick to whisk.
Yes, but like, how is he holding the dick, the whisk with his
dick? He's got a piercing through his dick, it's
through
his
nose.
Oh, my lord.
Yeah, it's fine. I want to see the control where you don't have to hold the end of the whisk.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to do it no hands.
Yeah.
Show me something now. I really want to see.
That's pretty...
Yeah.
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 Ooh.
Why would you...
I know why it's freaked me out so much, the dick, the thing going into the dick. Because there was a film, and I can't remember what it was. It's like a 70s sci-fi film. Film nuts will know this.
Yeah.
And there's an ear, like an alien earwig that is put inside of a helmet.
Yeah.
And it put it on the guy as torture.
Yeah.
And the earwig is in the helmet with
goes in his ear. Yeah, yeah.
And I watched it too young, and it gave me nightmares. It was probably one of those things. Even at the time, if you're an adult, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's just like it's
weird.
But as a kid, you know, when you see shit as a kid, I watched RoboCop on my 9th birthday, and at the start of RoboCop, when the bad guys just keep shooting him, I was too young for it and it fucked me up.
Yeah.
That earwig in the ear has haunted me, and the creature going in the dick just.
Yeah. So insects are a bad thing for you?
Honestly, dick eggs all day. No.
What are you watching, Dan? What's this video?
It's a family. a large family of maggots in a foreskin.
Yeah.
You just die. That guy deserves to die.
Yeah.
Die. End your life. Oh, there's one in the dick! Is that the one? Oh, look at the special one!
Yeah.
He's the chosen one. He lives in the dick palace. We serve him.
Yeah.
He's do you reckon that's the queen?
Well, no, I like to think that he's been democratically elected. There's been a process of campaigning.
No, Russia interfered with the elections.
Oh, you mean he's a puppet leader?
He is, yeah. It's been installed by Putin. Putin it in his dick.
Just die. I want this guy to die.
I don't like this guy.
Burn it.
Yeah.
Burn your dick.
Yeah. I don't know if fire's going to be strong enough to deal with this.
Just pick that big one out.
And it's out. It's already out.
No, but watch it. Oh, let
me back in.
Let me back in. Oh, like a big kid on the bus. I go where I want. You little shit. You disgusting fucking.
Look at his fingernails.
Look at his fingernails. It's
why are you surprised he's got gross fingernails?
Of course, he's an animal.
Yeah. Let's just keep going. What's this one? Oh, here's one here, which is quite hard to work out what's happening for a sec.
Balls.
Yeah.
Oh, them nailed down balls.
Yeah.
Ooh. Four big ones.
I feel like that.
Four big ones, about 20 medium sized ones. Boom, boom, boom. Bum, 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 bum.
All right,
let's dance.
Anyone?
Wrong time for romance. Bum, 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 bum,
if there is
bum,
anyone,
bum, 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 bum,
if there's anyone watching this who like is a music producer, make us a beat out of this tune.
Wait.
Let's just have a little tug.
Wait.
I'll
tell you, Martin. I can't remember the DJ's name. You've got me intoxicated. I think he's already done it.
So
Martin Solvig.
So this is, I mean, it looks like a Chinese medicine for getting rid of herpes or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if that's helping. You're introducing more holes for it to get in. I don't know if that's how herpes works.
Look at acupuncture there.
Yeah. Do you know, it's a really strange reaction I've got to these videos. Yeah. A guy has nailed his testicles onto a 4x4.
Yeah.
And
4x4? That was Preston coming out, wasn't it?
I don't know, a piece of wood. And I tried to make myself sound more like manlike. Yeah, 4x4. What's that done? I don't know. A car. and I don't find it offensive because everything's clean. His dick and his balls, although there's so many nails in them, I'm like, well, at least you've had a shower before you did it.
No, that's true. Yeah. Like, you know, at least, you know, he's having some good clean fun.
I'm more offended by the way you wank, sir.
Yeah, it's weird. Just a couple of fingers. Although, to be fair, I imagine you've got to be quite careful how you move it.
Well, yeah, because you wouldn't want to hurt yourself, would you? Rob, yeah, good point. Oh, yeah, you've got to be careful. Otherwise, you might scratch your finger. Oh, the amount of regret when he comes.
That's it. That's what I always think with these. The post-nut clarity must be intense. Because, I've watched some, like, mucky porn. I'm like, oh, no, that's gross.
I'll tell you what. I bet his toolbox is a thing of glory.
Gotta keep
I bet
that
he's
clean.
Got one hell of a toolbox.
Yeah.
Like, all different fucking hammers in there.
Just loads of pliers.
Nails, screws, pliers. A few fucking lug nuts just in case. I reckon he's the most prepper. Yeah. What do you want for Christmas, Dad? Just get me another DIY set. But we never see you do any. You never fix anything
You've
round the house.
Never used that drill. Well.
Well.
No, you not, can't
not
have
that
kids.
You know.
You can't have kids.
Oh,
I'm in here! I'm in here! The door's not locked. It should be! Yeah.
Everyone's got to be on holiday when you bust this out.
It's Dad's garage. Stay out.
Oh, Jesus. Right, we'll have one more little one, shall we?
Doing it in the garage. Like, you have to go to the nails. Let the nails come to you. What's that?
What do you think it might be?
It looks like someone's put a candle in a plum.
Yeah, it does look a bit like that.
Which is
and it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the plum. But was it really a testicle?
Oh, no, it's not.
And
a testicle.
Did it make you cum?
No, what you're looking at is the tip of a peen.
No, it's not the tip of... It's
Happy
not a candle.
Birthday to you.
Oh, don't say that, because he's won.
Look, tell you what's fine with this. You can watch it burn. Look, it goes black.
What, the willy?
Look. It's got child
damage. My gosh, that's a willy. That's like a birthday cake. Oh, no.
There's also some cable ties down it. Mm. Again, they've attached something to it to pull it out, though, so that's good.
Yeah. Ah, yeah, you fucking
out. How old are you now? Imagine if it was one of those trick candles.
It wouldn't go out.
He'd pop back up again. God damn.
Have you had a fun time watching these videos, Dan?
Hey. That's quality. Poo's my thing.
Poo's your thing.
I think I've always known it.
One last one if poo's
never
your thing.
Two girls, one cup.
Yeah. Have you not?
Well, I've never been, you know, I can't monetize it. If it's going out on Patreon,
that's fair.
You should do some react videos on Patreon. We'll show you these to you and Adam.
Don't get into our fucking territory.
Oh,
you stay out.
You just remember.
Yeah. You stay away, otherwise we'll do a ghost hunt.
You're welcome. Barry doing a ghost hunt for every podcast in the Northwest.
Did you genuinely see anything when you did those ghost hunts?
You haven't watched the ghost hunts, have you?
No. Because I'm not paying. Like, no offence.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got 13,000.
I nearly became one of the 1,000 because I was so chuffed for you, and they went, alright, calm down, Dad. Just fucking tweet about it.
Yeah. There's a limit. Just share.
In my head, I was like, I'm not paying you £1 a month.
You're
paying Patreon 20p.
I saw a little clip of Adam when he was on the stairs and he was pulling a hissy fit. He was, I am not going back in that house. Like proper.
Yeah, yeah. He got himself really wound up the first time. But doing two ghost hunts, if you watch the first of those ghost hunts, there was a bit of me who was getting a bit jibbed out.
Yeah.
And within an hour of being in there, you're like, oh nice. You just watch it unfurl. It's a horrible, uncomfortable house But if you go there and you, if you're there already, it's because you're on a ghost hunt because you want to believe. Yeah. And you're there
and if your mates
with
freaking
five
out,
other fucking lunatics who believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I watch Barry, who is very much a believer, in
freaks himself
in there,
out.
Yeah.
They convince themselves. I just had to watch Barry in the most haunted house in the UK for an hour and a half to be like, cool, I get it. Yeah, I just hadn't seen the mechanics of how it works.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And as soon as you've seen it, you go, at one point, the cameraman just went like that. Anyway, Barry, oh, Jesus fucking Christ! Did you hear it? And I'd watched the guy pick up the tripod and bang.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's the tripod. He's like, oh, right. Yeah. If I'd not seen it,
Irish
and
is
if
he,
there
Barry.
Was, right.
Tommy Shore, there's a ghost in this house.
Yeah, he does when he gets scared. He's like, fuck me, no.
He used to live in Leicestershire.
Yeah. And now he's like, oh my God, a ghost. Is that my uncle's Audi Q7? he just completely convinced himself. Now, Barry, Barry's got it in him to be like that, and Adam's got a bit of that as well.
Yeah.
By the time we got to the castle, I was having a great time.
The thing
is, I'd seen it, I'd worked it out, I'd seen how popular it was with our patrons.
Yeah.
I was like, this is cool. Yeah. I'm making a lot of money.
Watching
we got
Adam
there,
shit himself.
We got there, it was a long drive to Northumberland.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh God, we're in the castle. I went for an afternoon nap when we got there on my own, and everyone was like, on your own? I was like, earplugs in. It was fucking great.
The thing is if I ever did something like that, it would be the worst content.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good if me and Fred did it. Neither of us believe at all.
But there's not even a belief thing. I know 100% unequivocally that ghosts don't exist, and there's nothing that can be done to change my mind. A ghost could literally walk in, get its dick out, jizz in my fucking face, and I'd still be like, the wind. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm just not that guy.
The wind.
Yeah. The wind just came on my face.
The wind just came on my face. Gay, rapey wind.
Gale force winds.
Yeah, cool. Right. I think at that point, as I was rubbing ghost jizz out of my eye, I'm like, maybe I'm becoming a bit more of a believer.
And then
I'm like, oh my God, that's my thing.
I just can't. The thing is it's
I know,
like you said.
But that's why it's not good content, is
anytime
it? Don't do a ghost hunt.
Anytime there's a bang, oh, what was that? I'd be like, it was a bang. It's an old house.
Yeah.
My house bangs all
probably
the fucking,
your fucking
time.
Knees.
Well, they've blown out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It's made way more fun if you've got Barry and then someone who's.
Yeah.
But by the time we got to the castle, Adam was done with it.
Was he?
Yeah. But we all drove away going, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
When we were in the house, the first one, Adam was shit scared.
He got himself
totally wound up.
Mm. It's the theatre of it. It's the theatrics. Yeah. It's the surroundings that
and
makes
you know
it
a lot of Adam's family are ghosts. So you know, I might be worried he's running into him.
The Adam's family. Just his mum.
Shall we show you one more little one before we go?
Oh, Tish.
Just a little quick one. Seeing as poo's your thing.
Oh, your ass has exploded.
My ass has exploded.
It has, to be fair.
Just wait another minute and a half for round two. Yeah, I'll just check Twitter.
Bet that guy's got killer pins and needles.
Do you know what? Oh, the sound of that is so offensive. You have to turn that down on the edit because that was unbearably loud.
Absolutely no way to do that.
It's less disgusting because that man is so unhealthy. He's managed to turn his shit, it's clearly coming out of his fucking horrible ass, onto whatever or whoever that is. But it's less offensive because it does look like salted caramel ice cream.
Yeah. That's what my toilet sees about four times a day.
Is that what your shits are like? That consistency? Yeah.
And you do that voice.
Mate, I'm essentially going to have to do a Bristol stool chart with videos we've got. Is it like this? Is it like this? Is it like that, your poo?
I think...
is that like, what your poo's
it's
like?
It's like a shit Rorschach test, isn't it?
Is that what it's like?
No. Right, sometimes it's got a watery consistency, but it's never as custardy as that.
Sure.
I tell you what, Chekhov was right, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You set it up early.
Exactly.
You've got to have the payoff.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's what we do, mate. Structure.
Now, have you got anything that you do a podcast?
Oh.
No, we've wound that up now. Now they've seen you guys. # the future.
Now that we've destroyed your coattails, riding
fucking
on
brilliant.
Is... I know. Yeah! To December the 9th! Yeah!
This has been absolutely everything I wanted it to be.
I'm so glad, mate.
Thanks for coming.
It's been a pleasure having you. You know, and thanks for loaning us some of your fan base.
Sorry for the shop talk, everyone. But I think we've
more than covered it.
We
got some lovely little videos of Dan being sick into a bucket.
Yeah,
lovely little videos.
Yeah, that was actually for the theatre of it.
Yeah, sure. Want to come for a kebab?
Only if it comes out of Freddy's.
if you haven't already, by the way, the way to see all these videos is to sign up to the Patreon, patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. It's £3 a month forever, and for that you get access to our Discord with all the weird videos on them. You get access to early episodes.
It's not your camera.
You get an extra episode of Pigoted Podcast a week. Pigoted fucking Dead Men Talk Pod a week.
I said it wrong.
No one wants more Pigoted.
We got live shows. This is disintegrated. Live shows June 15th.
Like and subscribe.
Send us a video to 075-206-44-931. Thank you ever so much for watching. Our guest has been Dan Nightingale. Fuck off.
A fat cunt.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.